Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. It's Jessie, by the way. It sounds like you know that.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Great. I did get your phone call over the weekend, but we're not open on the weekend.
That's what I thought. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave a message just to let her know that I'm calling her back.
Okay. Okay. Great. So... now, are you guys ready to move forward with the package, or
yes,
did you have
I told my dad it's a good way just to have some jobs, coming in. It's like
okay.
The advertising easy.
Yeah. Well, and, so I mean, there is a cost, right? So again, it is $2.99, but it's definitely that unlimited call service that I'm sure you know that anytime somebody is looking for your services, they're going to Google to do that, right? So.
Yeah, I told him it's a good idea. I told him, like, let's just do it, and I will pay for it.
Okay.
Like,
okay. Well, that's awesome. So you work for your dad. Like, do you do the work, or do you just kind of do the administrative? What?
Like, all the paperwork, the calling for concrete, if we need concrete, things like that. I just do, like, the office work.
Okay.
And when I was to work for my dad out in the field when we didn't have no babysitter, so... I also learned the job.
Well, he's really lucky to have you. That's definitely awesome that you get involved with everything. I love people that do family businesses. It's like I feel like the point of owning a business is to kind of help your family out, you know? that's what I imagine. It doesn't always work out that way, but I think it's great when it does. So,
I'm like his right-hand man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Definitely.
So now, Sandra, did you have any questions before we start getting you set up?
I just wanted to know, like, do I download the app? What's the login and everything about it?
Okay. Well, so let me just kind of break down the timeline of everything included. So, basically what I would do is I'm going to set you up for payment, get some basics about the company. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get what's called a reporting dashboard as well as your directory submission. So we're going to submit the company with up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. The dashboard, the reporting dashboard that you're going to get, you'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So that will be emailed to you with the login credentials. It's not an app yet. We are in the process of making an app for it. But as of right now, it's just a domain name that you go to, that you'd be able to see everything going on with your account. So from 7 to 14 days, we're going to get the website up and running for you, as well as getting the Facebook ads going. So you'll start generating some phone calls within that 7 to 14 days. We also will get you guys on mobile devices, you know, like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice activated systems like Alexa. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. So just to kind of break it all down for you.
That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah, no, well, so us having that partnership with Google is something super important. So that's how we're able to generate that timeline for you in a much quicker process. So being partnered with Google, we actually have access to Google's algorithm, as well as them coming into our office and training us on their services. So we're located within 15 miles of the Google headquarters. We're here in Orange County. So
I go
so
to Austin.
Oh, to Orange County? Really? Do you have family here?
Actually, my boyfriend over there, he's working for PD for San Diego for canine training.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I actually used to live in Sebastopol. So I forget the street I lived on, but I remember I lived in Sebastopol when they actually built the first Starbucks there. So I was... only 15 when I lived there, and I'm 32 now, so it's been a while. But
yeah,
I was there when everybody was so excited about this first Starbucks that was built there. I bet it's a lot different now. It's probably bigger, but I love Sebastopol. It's like the city that falls asleep at 8 o'clock. Like, everybody is, like, down and out at, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so, wonderful. So, now, did you have any other questions, though, before I start setting up the account?
No, my dad already explained me everything about it. I'm just, like, I'm here just to get the whole, just the payment through and everything.
Okay, okay, so. Perfect. So, now, your dad's first name, it's spelled E-L-I-S-E-O?
Yes.
Okay, and does he have a middle initial?
No, it's just his both of his last names. So majority of the time of his company, he used Vigil, majority. He doesn't use his other last name, his mom's last name.
Okay, well, so spell the name for me that he does use, his last name.
The last name is going to be V-I-G-I-L.
Vigil?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's the best email?
Email, it's going to be his first name and last name, and I believe is 66@gmail.com. Let me just double check.
Okay.
Yeah, 66@gmail.com.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, the best address for you guys, is it going to be the 3100 Dyer Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm just going to get some basics about the company. Now, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you guys like to be taking phone calls?
Well, I'm up around, let me see. Let's do it at 7, 7 in the morning. Sorry.
Okay. To what?
And then we do to 10 a.m.
Okay, so you work from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.?
Yeah, for, like, office work, like, just to get, like, phone calls coming, like, we do proposals at the end of the night.
Okay.
So, we're still awake.
Okay, well, so, to take phone calls, though, I mean, you wouldn't want to do it until, like, 5 or 6 or something? So, okay. Just people can call to schedule appointments?
Okay.
I mean, it's up to you, whatever you'd like to do. It's just when people find you and they see that you're closed at 10 a.m., they may not call to schedule an appointment, right? So,
okay.
Do you want to try to, like, 5 or 6 or something like that?
Yeah, let's do 6 o'clock.
Okay. And is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Friday. Let's have some days off.
Okay. Now is now it's not required for Google, Sandra, but do you have any proof of licensing, insurance, stuff like that?
License, yes. I don't have it on hand.
Oh, that's fine. You don't need it right now.
Okay. Sure.
And then do you guys have a logo, or would you like us to create you one?
We have a logo. I want to double check if my dad wants to still use his logo. Or we can tell you guys to create a logo for us.
Okay. I'll just put that in the notes here. And the best way to contact you, is it phone, text, email, all the above?
Yes.
Okay. So now Sandra, anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost anything additional. But would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Basically what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. The great thing about it is you can add more than one line to it. So you can add your line and your dad's line and have, like, both of them on there. So if people call, they can be directed to either or. It kind of helps with eliminating any type of spam calls. That does come with an app. So
okay. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So I'm just going to text you over the application for it. It's super simple. All you do is fill in your your email and name. So I'll text that over to you. So just have that ready for your client interview.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, the services that you're offering, you do paving, concrete, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you need us to create you one?
I need you guys to create one, actually. Okay.
And you're going to want to be an authorized user on the account, right?
Yes, please.
Is your last name the same, Vigil?
It is.
Okay. So now let me go ahead and set up your client interview. Your dad speaks Spanish, right?
Yeah, he's bilingual.
Okay. Do you want me to set up a client interview with somebody that speaks Spanish as well?
No, English we prefer, actually.
Okay, okay. All right. So I'm assuming you guys are going to want to do the client interview together, right?
If we can, yes, but if we can't, it's okay.
Okay, well, I mean, it's pretty open for tomorrow. What time works for you?
Tomorrow I work, actually.
Okay.
Today's my day off.
Okay.
So,
how about Wednesday? Do you have anything available on Wednesday?
No, it's usually Mondays and Sundays are available.
Okay, so what time do you personally work?
I work from 9 a.m. to 6.
Well, so we could do the client interview at like 8 or
okay.
At, from 7 to 8. We could do it from 7 to 8 and just do like a three-way call if you wanted to do that.
Okay, we can do at 8 tomorrow.
8, okay. Well, so I would suggest if you're awake from 7 to do it from 7 to 8 because it's within that hour, right? So if they do it from 8 to 9, they could call a little bit later, and the phone call takes about 20 to 40 minutes depending on how many questions you have. So I would just suggest doing it so you don't have to be, like, rush for work or anything if you could do it from 7 to 8.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and schedule you tomorrow for that. So for the client interview, do you want them to call you and then you could just do a three-way call with your dad or?
No,
or do you want
on one phone because I'll be okay. There.
Oh, you'll be there. Okay. Okay, perfect. That works. And by chance, is your dad there with you right now?
No, I'm actually in my hair appointment, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we're almost done. I'll get this set up real quick. Hold on. Let me put in. The one thing I might need from him, I just need him to sign the terms since the account would be in his name. So it'll be texted to you. Do you know when you might be with him today?
Later today. I actually live with my dad, so I will see him later today. Tonight.
Okay, what time do you think? Well, so the latest we're here is until 4 o'clock. What time do you think you might be able to see him?
I think I will see him before 4, but I'm going to check where he is so he can have it signed.
I mean, I could just call him and send it to him. I mean, I could always do that. Yeah, I'll just do that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So now are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
It's going to be 4153.
Oh, hold on one second. Okay, 4153, right?
Yeah. 4220.
Okay.
9130.
Okay.
7234.
Okay, and then the expiration?
It's going to be 1125.
Okay, and then the three-digit code on the back.
537.
Okay, actually, you know, since your name is on the card, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just actually going to have you sign it.
Okay.
So since it's under your name anyway. I'll read what's called the voice verification. Now, this is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So, Sandra, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me, let me know, and I'll rephrase the question.
Okay.
So It's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jim Concrete.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Bookkeeper, Sandra.
Okay. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes, correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So now, Sandra, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you. So just let your dad know this, whatever the security question is you choose. So if he calls in about the account or if somebody calls him and he has any doubt about who's calling, just to ask this question. So you pick from one of these three, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
City.
Okay, what was that?
Grayson. Yeah.
Grayson? Okay. All right. Now, now, Sandra, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement with us, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes, I will disclose that.
Okay, so now, Sandra, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of January 23rd, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 23rd of the month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. But so, Sandra, I tried to run your card, and it said it had insufficient funds. So
okay, let me just transfer some money, and I'll call you today.
Okay. Do you have, like, an app or something? I don't mind waiting while you do that.
No, I have to go to the bank, actually.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, the bank.
Okay. Okay, no problem. I'm like thinking of my words in my head. So you do have my extension and phone number, right?
Yeah, I do. You left it in my voice message.
Okay, perfect. Do you want me to text it to you again just so you have it?
Yes, please.
All right. I'll send that over to you right now. Let me know that you got it.
Okay.
For some reason, it says that it's not coming through. Hold on, let me try something else. All my other text messages went through to you. I'm not sure why this one isn't.
It's okay.
Are you in an area that might have, like, bad reception?
No.
Okay.
Good. I'm in Petaluma.
Oh, okay. Okay. I love Petaluma. Okay, so for some reason it's not sending. But do you have, like, a pen and paper? Maybe you could write it down.
Yes. I have a pen in.
It's 877-635-6225, extension 2267.
Okay.
So 877-635-6225, and then you press 1, and then my extension 2267.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so about how long do you think it might, like, when should I be expecting to hear from you?
Like in 3 to 4 hours.
Okay, perfect. Okay, no problem. I will look out for your phone call. We just take a lunch from, like, 11 to 12, so I won't be here 11 to 12, but after that I'll be available anytime, so.
Okay.
So, yeah, 3 hours would be about 12 o'clock. So, after that, yeah, I'll be available.
Okay. I'm checking my account right now, and I have money in there. I don't know why the card didn't went through.
Oh, you have $299?
Yeah, I have like close to $300.
Okay, maybe I wrote down your card number wrong. Do you want to try to give me that one more time? We can try it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
415-3-4-2-2-0-9-1-3-0-7-2-3-4.
Okay, let me repeat it back to you. So 415-3-4-2-2-0-9-1-3-0-7-2-3-4. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct. And then the expiration was November 25, right?
Yes.
And then the security code was 537?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then it's the same address, right? The for your billing, it's 3100 Dyer Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, let me try one more time. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know why. It's still saying insufficient funds. do you...
I'll call you after appointment, like, and then I'm going to be transferring money. Maybe it's just from one account to the other. I have two accounts.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah. I'll look out for that phone call in a couple hours, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, talk to you soon, Sandra.
Bye.
Bye.